Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, Small Business Owners. He didn't realize it probably when he sang that song, but he was speaking to us. He was speaking about us, Small Business Owners, because that's what we do. When everything goes wrong, no matter what the people say, we do it or die. We keep going. We keep working. We keep trying. We make mistakes. We fail, and we learn from our failures. We realize that failure is the harness made of success. And that's the reason why we keep doing what we do here on the show, because we want to be right there with you every step of the way, and that's what we do here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And David Gage is our guest, folks. David is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the Partnership Charter. We're talking about partnerships, David. And as we went to the break a few minutes ago, you were about to tell us about another. You've been giving us some great case studies, and you were telling us about one family that you said you were amazed that they had no greed, even though they had a big company. And a lot of different stakeholders. Then you were about to tell us about another company.
Well, I was about to tell you about a call, a referral that came in this week. A businessman in the financial services, let's just call it the financial services industry, and he had his own company, and he had been working quite a while with another company, a similar company owned by two guys, and they decided, we've been doing this together, working together, we should just merge our companies and get under one roof, and we'll be stronger for it. And that's what they did. Last March, they got a place together, and they said, "You know what? We'll just work out the details as we go along." Worked out everything so far.
So two guys joined one guy.
Yes.
Two guys, exactly. Presumably a successful partnership,
yes.
joined another guy and created a different partnership.
It's one of those situations, Jim, where money is no problem and business success is no problem. But he said, we moved in together in March, and we hadn't determined how we were going to divvy things up or really work together.
How could that be?
And then something little happened. This guy thought it was little, and the other guy said, whoa, wait a minute. We thought that was going to go into the same pot, and we were all going to split it equally. So they started talking, and he said, we haven't gotten anywhere. Mm. And now we're wondering, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what did you, before you ran into somebody that we worked with before, and he said, call David Gage, what were you thinking about doing when you hit that? I just said, this is just for my own curiosity. And he said, well, we thought about calling a lawyer, and we thought about calling a CPA, but it just didn't, we couldn't figure out how that was really going to help.
Mm-hmm. They needed somebody to help them fix it, not somebody just to fix it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think at that point, you need somebody who's going to help you sit you down, all of you, really, actually, together and separately. We'll have conversations with each of them separately, mm-hmm. and find out what they're really thinking. And then we'll sit down with all of them together. And the partnership charter was a process I developed to just help people with those conversations. Because as I always say, nobody's trained to be partners.
Mm-hmm.
Not in business school, not anywhere do they say, okay, here's how you set up a business with partners.
It's really true, because there is no other relationship like it in the marketplace, is there?
Right. There really isn't. And it's tricky, Jim, because there are legal questions involved. Are we going to be mm-hmm. a partnership? Are we going to be an LLC, S-Corp, and people get hung up and focused on those things.
That's not where the issue is, though, is it? That's not where we get stuck, is it?
Right.
So what do you think in the early stages of this relationship you're learning about? What do you think they went wrong?
I don't. They've got these conflicts now, but I think the problem really is that they skipped over the conversation that they needed to have. We say they skipped over the DNA of partnerships, the discussions, negotiations, and agreements. The DNA. You can't skip that. You gotta build on that. You gotta have. And even though, and here's what the problem is: there's some sensitive conversations.
Yeah.
Whether they're talking about your personality styles or money
values.
Absolutely. Personal values. We have people take a little personal values test, and everybody gets feedback, and then they've got something really concrete to talk about. Oh, I'm a power-seeking person, or I'm really a humanitarian person, and here's what that means in terms of having employees.
Or I'm perfect and you're not. David, what it sounds like they did, and folks, pay attention to this, because you got to guard against this if you're contemplating or think you might ever contemplate a partnership. The elopement thing is not a good idea. That's what these people did. They went off, ran off, and got married instead of dating for a while, didn't they?
Right. And that's really why my publisher said, they told me the name of the book. And when they first told me the name of the book, I kind of gasped because it's so long. But it does capture this idea.
Right.
It's the partnership charter, how to start out right with your new business partnership, parentheses, or fix the one you're in.
And tell us where it's available, David.
Oh, it's, on Amazon, and you can read some great reviews on Amazon about the book.
What about your own website, quickly?
You can go there, and you can download it for
What is your website, David?
It's bmcassociates.com.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.